Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, I am, of course, giving you some ideas for travel, but I want to also give you some things to think about as you look at planning some of the places where you want to go. And with so much of our national discussion centered around race and what is racism, what is injustice and discrimination, one can ask why, you know, why is there so much conversation still about these topics? Why are these conversations still so necessary? And what can we do to create engagement where understanding each other and seeing our differences and our experiences through the lens, which will help create understanding and a desire to make things better? Now, I've always felt that travel is a key component to opening the mind and softening the heart. Yet I have also find that the face of injustice and discrimination can be found in various forms really around the world. So it's not just a U.S. type thing or type situation. So today I have invited a very good friend of mine to share her experiences and thoughts about race and differences here in the United States. And that is Kara Meredith. And she is a writer, a speaker, and she's a very well sought after conversationalist. She's a former high school English teacher and a nonprofit outreach director. And her writings have appeared in numerous print and online publications. But today what I'm excited about is to talk with her about her recently released book, The Color of Life, which is a spiritual memoir about her journey into issues of justice, race, and privilege. And her journey as a white woman who is married to an African-American man is filled with a lot of exploration and learning and a very, very personal experience. Now, I want to also add that Carla also holds a master in theology from Fuller Seminary, and she lives in San Francisco Bay with her family. So, Kara, welcome to the show. I know that was a little bit lengthy of an intro, but I am just so pleased and happy to have you on the show.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you and your listeners.
Well, we are so excited to have you here, too, and we just want to hear all about the book. So I'd love to start by you telling us just a little bit more about yourself and really from the standpoint of what led you to want to write a book about your journey exploring race and differences and injustice.
Absolutely. So I left the traditional workforce a little over 6 years ago to pursue writing and speaking. So like you said in the bio, I had been an English teacher, high school English teacher, and a nonprofit outreach director. And I left to care for one of our sons and then also to begin to pursue writing and speaking. So honestly, this particular book was never one that I sought out to write. I had actually written another book. I spent a couple of years writing a book. And it was also a spiritual memoir, and it was about my time in the nonprofit world and then leaving the nonprofit world and kind of going through my own spiritual crisis of sorts. And I took that book and I tried to sell it to different agents. That's how you get a book published in the traditional publishing world, so that those agents can then take them to the publishing houses. And after getting my 35th rejection from different agents for the, I know, I was really good at rejection. right around the 35th rejection, I actually had an article run that was a long form essay, about 3,000 words, that it essentially became this book. And that essay, which ran around 3 years, it was about 3 years ago, ended up going viral. And from it, I ended up getting an agent within a week, and she started shopping the book around the next month. So I say all of that because this was never the book that I intended to write, but I almost accidentally found out that it was what people were very hungry for. And so when I say people in that way, it's one of those that I'm so passionate that all of us begin to engage in conversation around the things that we're not always talking about. That's part of what you said just a few minutes ago. Why do we have to still keep having this conversation? And so I think for a lot of folks, especially for those who might identify as white, there's been a privilege in not having to talk about it. So what does it mean, regardless of marriage or children like I have, for all of us to begin to engage in this, no matter of the color of our skin?
Well, I think that's a really, really good point. I mean, and how, you know, exactly how do we do that? Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm talking with Kara Meredith, the author of the book, The Color of Life. So this is really important because I think also too, seeing people through their own lens or being able to hear them and see them through their experiences in life is really kind of what this is all about. But one of the things that mm-hmm. you mentioned in your book that I really kind of connected to is that you mentioned that really love helped you to see color and God in everyone. So tell us a little bit about that. And is love enough? I mean, especially in this day and time when there are so many conversations about this, and in particular about Black men, and you're raising two sons.
Absolutely. I mean, the easy, pithy answer, is that, well, of course love is enough. But I'm not sure. I wish that could be the answer right away, but I think it's where we start. And if it's where we start, then it's where we continue. And if it's where we continue, then it's where we end. And so maybe it isn't enough. So in that way, there is a phrase that we've used to coin this book, and that is that the power of love helped me see color. Mm. And that was the power of love, both in what is my relationship with the man who became my husband. It's the power of love when it comes to every other story in the book. It's the power of love. If we were to capitalize love and love were to become God, in that sense. And so in that way, it's love is both a person and love is a being, and love is also just the biggest thing around us, that when we choose to be enveloped by love, then we can't help but be changed by love. And so for me, a lot of my journey of awareness was waking up to love and I would say also justice, but at the root of the word justice are the words wholeness and peace. And so in that way, I don't doubt that love is smushed in there as well. So when I begin to recognize and wake up to love and justice and wholeness and peace, then what that does is that makes me want to, it makes me want that justice and wholeness and peace for myself, but it makes me also want it that much more for everyone else, which is then a fighting for justice in the world around me.
Well, I really, really love your answer there, because I do think love is definitely the starting point. I agree with you on that wholeheartedly, because if we don't see that we can love other people or see God in other people, then we don't start on this journey to try to understand them and be able to find some way to connect with them. So we definitely have to be able to see that love and then hopefully experience that love as well.
We become sometimes our very best and worst versions of ourselves. And what does it mean to choose love with the people that we're traveling with, those, you know, whether they're strangers or friends, mm-hmm. But then with everyone that we're interacting with?
You know, you bring up such a good point, and we're coming down to the end of this segment. So when we come back, I want to pick up that, but I also want to talk with you about a statement that you made in the book that really resonated with me and caused me to have some really deep thinking. So if you can sit tight, and I have the listeners sit tight as well. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit further about that, because your generosity also, Kara, in sharing your story, I think is what is going to make a lot of difference for people to be able to see it and read it, because everyone doesn't always share so openly these experiences. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit further about some of the other things in your book. So we'll be back in just one moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. So check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.